behind Beis Hashem Yisbach, the left of the Shif in Zman, Beis Hashem, came to end again the Yalt Zion, was among the fun, regging back in them. This is the Weil Hauptmann, Duch Rebbe, Mekairis, Shifis HaPeiskim, was in the Geya, Chenveni, Beis Yisus Chiddish, as a chenveni, was a koyft klei schayra, hot as a din by envy klei schayra, nit vi klei suda, umel goret, a mispotter, a tasted mischai vi yodib yad a chenveni, umel daf in zem koyne zayn, a koyne was kum to any geschäft, koyf mayem daf zem koyne zayn kedin, nit min mois, nit mishicha, far, mizoktem to tevelin. With the Yevet or Beisai to give that much a shekel in the Yevok was what's to him with the Yevet? Mention, forget, we waste it. What's to him with the Yevet? What's to him? Daf Nibber table with all the dishes? Very common to shekel. What's to him? So, Kanir Leisata, ich mein, Migafrek, Anir's Daiti, with the Yevet came in Mikha Zayn, based on what we saw together. Agam Lechachila Zich, Daf Makud Zayn, Daf Zen, the best states is zogen the mention in geschäft so wissen wegen dem kum kaufen beim khlal und befahrt und zogt dem also wenn er nimmt der reis von he's taking off from all the boxes and he's going to be table each one as he's taking for you he should be zeicha amel he'll be kind of you a mashiach and amel the balabos it's ready b'shus ha-lekeach b'shus yisoh ha-lekeach in the sky b'yod ha-kedin amel the tefillah's kedin but what's the mevesna wegen dem b'diyeva was tut men. So the chayra, based on what we discussed, I'm nicha to be semach on the sex. There's a sex faker here. There's at least a sex faker to be semach on v'diyevet. Suffolk number one, like we discussed, like I'm the Beis Yosef paskins with the reposhet that klei chayra is like klei chenveni. Is like a kli shekonel klofim, a sack and shekonel klofim, a sack and shekonel umnis. He says of his mashva that a kli that you buy the schayr is shove to a sack and shekonel klofim. He says if his mashva them is svara. But the chayr it's v'yar cheshuchan frek, the cheshuchan frek the kasha and the zokta teretz. Mamish, it's a big ishtanis in the Lashna Gemara. You know, we've got a It's not daimed to a sack and shekonel umnis. There, the etzim kli is not a kli that you're using the suda. It's a kli that you're using for umnis. It's a utility knife. Either you, it's taco. It's kishtel to sack and cotton leklofim, or you're miyachadit for that. But there's an ishtanis in the use of the kli. Is there we understand that that's not Klei Suda, like Gemara says, Klei Suda Murim B'Parsha. Klei Suda Murim B'Parsha L'Chayra means that the Etzum Kli, with being down on the Chefs of the Kli, what kind of Kli it is. But a Kli, a person owns a hardware store, this question, I repeat the question many times, I'm constantly listening, someone will understand to explain to me how I can understand differently. But the Bizdavah Mamishla is a Chisi Lahov and a Kenneth Verstein. Adosel zaynat sushta was is muchach in the diraisa that if you buy a hardware store, buy schayra, and he's buying pots and pans, and he's buying silverware, which those b'metzias the chefter shel kli are klei suda, now you don't intend to use them personally for that. You intend to sell them for that purpose, but by you also the purpose of this kli is klei suda. Why is not mekayim the shur the gemara klei suda mu mepasha? Beis and mamish art me the kasha. I asked so many people the question of pashul is a chisi lahov and adosel zayin at sushtel that's mulchach in a diraisa. It's at least a suffik. I would just attempt to say, I'm sorry. Yerushalmi, Yotzei Metumas Akam L'Kedushas Yisrael.
Yeah.
That's not true. The Gemara says, I hear what you're asking, but the Gemara says that for that you have to have, that should be a kinyan gomer and not a she'ela. The Gemara doesn't say that you're conditioned, that if it's something that you plan to sell, but the vial by you, it's a kinyan gomer. The Gemara says that if it's a kinyan gomer, it has the conditions for being the schayv biyo. The Gemara says not like you.
Say a klidat is an investment. In other words, it's going to have a value. He's waiting until it gets to a certain value, and then he's going to sell it.
It's merchandise.
It's merchandise.
That's what a hardware store is. It's merchandise.
That's what I'm saying. So if you see, let's say, with something that's going to double in value a year later.
Right.
So then it's just mamish not to him. This is a...
To him, this is... So that's what I'm asking. To him, this is not a pot. To him, what's the use of this kli? If you say to him, this is not a pot, okay. But to him, this is a pot. What he wants to gain out of this pot is not lunch. He wants to gain out of this pot, then he'll make a vok out of it. How does that... how to read a shuva gemara? Kli suda murim b'parsha. Doesn't it mean what type of kli you're talking about? What's the chefza from the kli? Kli suda means a kalim that you... What type of kli it is? Kalim that used for a suda. In reading a lot of Rhyme of Gemara, they said... But Akaponim, it'll blind the Suffolk. How would you read this Miri? One says, maybe it's Kli Chadashim, we started the Sukkim. It's Kli Kalim Chadashim. Kalim Chadashim, a scissor that you use for shearing should also be Chai. So the Gemara, Kli Suda Murim B'Pasha. Zok the Miri, Kli Suda Murim B'Pasha. Miri's over here from Art in the Ayin Hei Beis in Avodah Zarah. This is in the page 317 in the joke from Rabbi Sefer. Sarach Shateida Shokol. How would you read this line in the Miri? Rabbi say Sarach Shateida Shokol Kli Mikalim Shemishdamshim Ledvar Meichel Umishta Hanichnas Veshus Goy Leshus Yisrael. All any kli from the kalim that you use for Michael Mishta, is this going with a person personally? How would you read this, Miri? Does it mean what the person personally intends to use it for? Or he's talking about the type of kli? What's kli suda? Kli mikalim. Kalim mikalim. Kli mikalim shemishtam shebehen v'loshen rabim v'loshen kloli. A kli from the kalim, the one would use for Dvar Michael Mishta. He's telling me what I intend to do personally. How would you read the Lashon of the Miri? No, you could be your yichud could be mishan it over. You intend if by you it became. No, so you know. I don't know if the Miri doesn't mean if you're shtamshus, you're the balabos, you're mishan, or like we saw in the Achrenim, we go bas a reiv tash mishishal kli. But if you were miyachid it for a different purpose, it's now a kli. It's tashmish, but we're talking about what type of kli it is. First, what's the Miri talking about? The Pasha, how would you read the Miri? The Miri is talking about what I intend to use. When the Miri says, kli, mekelim, shemishtamshim, ledvar maichel, mishta, anichim, shuz, gel, shuz, yiso. He's like, that's the heard of Pashtas Gemara. I just want to go back to the Pashtas. Is that the Pashtas? Is the Miri the Savi, the Pashtas Gemara? We're being down on the chetz of the kli, not on what I personally intend to use it for. I'm sorry? Yeah, no, it's mishtamshin, but even Rab, not the. But lechayra, this includes a chemvini too. And Miri state lechayra nishvida. Nishvida beis yasef. So to say that it's not a sophic, no, vos. In Ridvo taka, in Ridvo doav shor mocker, like the Orcha Shulchan. The Ridvo we mentioned also, Ridvo said, but this Ridvo reads into a bigger, into another chiddish, and that chiddish we don't paskin, like the Ridvo. Klei su the moon, but parish, we mentioned at the beginning of the Sugya Pirish. Because the guy is going, why is it clay suda? Because by the guy it's going to be clay suda. He's touching what? He's touching up what clay suda murim b'pasha means. Because we took it from a guy, and by the guy it becomes chayv and tefillah, because the guy is going to use it for macholas asuras. So, state the miri, where do you get this hanocha? Where do you get the sanocha? By the guy itself in the shtamish leisa, we don't paskin like that. There are many rais that we don't paskin like that. The seveheter that the person bought it from a guy. Okay, we'll see soon. We don't pass in this particular part of the mirror. We're mirror in Mitzvah. Mitzvah state, like Suda Mur and Bapasha means that by the guy, it has to be a kli that he's going to end up using it for Yisr. Right? So he learned up, but what's the main kli Suda? Not like the Miri were being done, what b'chef to what type of kli it is. What does this person plan to use it for? That he plans to use it, it's a kli that by him it's for his personal use. And male, we know that he's going to have machos asuras in his pot. So, Dosh Teta Mokah for Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan came to friend for the Beis Yosef, you could say he's learning that way. And so he taka learned, like we were mentioning last week. What does Klei Suda mean? Klei Suda means not what type of kli it is. Klei Suda means a kli for personal use for Suda. A kli that, that's what they attach to Gemara. Some Achenim use the Lashon, it's kli lo'echel nefesh. Shlomo Kluger, it's a kli lo'echel nefesh. It's a kli for your personal use for lo'echel nefesh. That's how they touched klei sudu mu'ur pasha. Not what type of kli is it. Is it a kli in the kitchen? Is it a kli in the workroom? It's a kli for your lo'echel nefesh. That's what kli sudu means. So Kanira, there's a machloikas rishonim here in the Pirush HaGemara. Or maybe they sveikol in Afka. B'dievet, mensh for guest. The same Sufik. The Sveta Sufik is we have to learn the Taz. The Taz says, that we saw the Taz is cut in you, that it's Kli, that the Dailin is Chayab Tfil of Yetoivel Bavtor, it seems from the Taz that he had a Tzad that the Tfilah doesn't help. And we weren't sure, is the reason there's a Tzad in the Taz that the Tfilah doesn't help because he's bringing the Machlekes, it will be passing like this of a Heter, or like the other Rishonim. Oh, like the Agoyis Hashvi, or he has a suffix be'etzem. He has a suffix be'etzem in this svara. Even like the Shittas that hold that you're not Nischai V'yodi, it's a suffix by him. If the Makom where you put it from Tefillah, if Tefillah helps or not. So also midei sveikol einafka. There's a Shittas suffix. So sveikol hotmin. And Chutzim Nem Rabbeis, even though the Aruch HaShulchan was machri like the Issa V'heter, I'm sure the Gimel Aruch HaShulchan was machri not like the Issa V'heter, that if it's not this, that if you're not propel using it for oichlin, if it's nisyachid even leklofim, that's called that it's not nischai biyodi, even though you could use it for rai, that's called that it's not nischai biyodi. So even though this v'heter also argues and says it is nischai biyodi, so there machmir no, it's called that it's not nischai biyodi. But not everyone's machri like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prichodosh. Some hold that the blive is a suffix. So in our case, then again, there's a third sad that it's called nischai v'yod because you have an issur v'heter. So if the Yevon Rabbi said these three tzadim, even though the Aruch HaShulchan is machriya, we don't have that sad. Shvi'ez Tzalachar also went like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Prichodosh. But Sadat Paiskim is dingzach, Sadat Paiskim the Shevet Sefer Andra, they blive, they finish the sugya, at Sadat Shach and Tas, and Sadat Pluktim Liyakra, it does a dritted sad. His Rabbi say, B'dieved of their shayla, looks like I'm a Ken Blyben. Migafrek, when he is died, I would tell the person, B'dieved, you have these studim. And B'dieved came as a chalazin, indeed, studim. Akhamponu came and Homan asfexek, with the dried studim. And B'dieved daphne at the table. Over the Chachila Vada, those of them as a maskona daphne. It's too sfexfeker. Sophic, if it's in sky biyodi or not. And even if it's in sky biyodi, maybe the tefila helps. Suffix number one, if it's the sky biyodi. Okay. And even if it's not the sky biyodi, maybe tefillah helps when it's not the sky biyodi. It's a classic svek svek. It's a svek svek. I'm a sapit. It's a good svek svek. Rabbi say, Madame Blyden. Let me get invited. Fine. But this was already, this is the bottom of the ladder. Now it's climbed the ladder. The shtel da anochat, they say, shtel the din, yetz, sulamutz of arsar, arsar, reish, v'yashmayim. Slav after slav, rung after rung of kedushim get built on this. And this was going to be said. So let's go one seer at a time. So of their shlav, what's mahalim yet? We have the background in the Mishkul Adin. That was our Hashulchan Sifmen Dal. Kumten Sifmen Hein is up there. Okay, we have such an achroa ich taka halt. We have Pichod is up there. That Klei Schoiro Vlaik Tazoi that it's not the Schaib Yodi. Based on this, in the Spashagmar and the Minik, Shulasudis Gedoilis, Leichin klei schuchis uklei bazel kekapis mizlogis v'sakinim. People who need to have a big amount of silverware, right? They're making a chasana. No caterers. So what's Tutmin? They went and they got from the Mechir Ma'at, they rented B'derech She'ela, V'achachach Machzirin La'chenvenim. Oh, so it seems we're talking about the same old chenveni. Interesting, right? The hardware store that had stocked hundreds of silverware, sets of silverware and pots, etc. So he had a side business, right? Until he sold his Schoira, he rented out. Until they sold it, they rented out once or twice. I mean, it wasn't packages, right? They were sitting on the shelves, and nobody was mocked. They used it once or twice, Nishkafeiluch, right? So until he sold the Schoira, he would rent it out to make chasinus. Okay. I'm sorry?
Only kosher
play for Shteitzach. Yeah, I'm not. Okay. V'acham ha'zik l'achem v'nim v'shomanu m'oilom sh'atvilu oisom. And we never heard that they should be tabled. Now, so good. Rabbi says, so let's go. Now we have to go in Pirush HaGemara. So like we presented, we have two Pirushim in Pirush HaGemara. Klei suda murim b'parsha. This would be the miri kelim. Mekelim ha'mishtam shum b'hen. L'dvar ma'achel mishim. We're talking about the chef to the kli. Or like the Ritva, Shusefer l'shtam shum b'hen. What you personally are using it for. Tzvei pshatim in the Gemara. Tzvei Pirushim. Zaktar ha'shulkan. No. We're going with the anocha that there's a tour of klei schayra, because it's not enough, even if it's a chetza of kelim shemishdam shebehen. Letzarech machal mishnah. We're going to be mishana. We're going to put them into the gemara. What does klei suda mean? Klei suda means what you're going to use it for. Like konam mishdam shebehen suda. If you didn't buy these kelim to use them for a suda, that's not klei suda. Klei suda means like the Shlomo Luga says, it's kelim for neichel nefesh. It's kelim that you're using. Kelim that you're using for your eichel nefesh. It's not enough that the chetz of the kli is a pot. It's a kli that you're using for eichel nefesh, for your eichel nefesh. Memela, this hardware store doesn't have. It's not klei suda. So even though b'mikra or once or twice till it gets rented out, gets sold, it's going to be used by someone. It's going to be used by someone for a chasana. That's zichra rai, right? The Chashulchan's case, the chur is a minimal verbreitung. Does the Chashulchan speak about yet? A rental service? No. He's talking about the hardware store. The hardware store, Bismuth HaKayf, the Schayra, sometimes they'll sell it. What about a rental service, a gemach, where he bought Schayra for the purpose of renting out? He bought Schayra for the purpose of lending or renting out. So by me and the Rishus, the purpose, what I'm going to use it for, I'm going to put food on it for people, right? It's not going to be in my Rishus, it's going to be rented out. Schiris like Kanya. It is going to be a little bit of my rishus because here's like Kanya, right? But the kelim, while in the dover koni begufi is made to be used. I'm going to be using it for putting food on as it's rented out to other people, but not in my rishus. It's going to be sochra tiyen. Is that called by me that I'm using it for clay? Am I using it l'suda or am I using it l'schayra? My kelim, I'm going to have food on it. That it's worse than the chenveni, right? Chenveni, my food, my kelim are never going to have food on it. My meat is going to sit on a shelf, it's never going to get used for food. I'm going to sell it, it's going to get used for food. My rishus is never going to be food on it. When it's sold, it's going to get food on it. It's never going to have food on it by me. Fine? Now I have a gamach, so while it's mine, it's going to be rented out, but it's made, there should be food on it. Okay. But sochor, that's the next step. That's the next step. So then, Rav Shulchan doesn't yet speak about it. Rav Shulchan speaks about it. Rav Diskin Brankman in Kutras Achrin. So Rav Shulchan's case is not so chomer yet. It's not so. It's b'mikra. It's a zichur kem b'mekel zayin. But he talks about taka this case, Rav Shulchan. I'm just going to present all the different rungs of the ladder and the debates, and Beis Hashem will hold for them on Mishkan. Zotim Shul Leib in the Tosach and Simon Hei Ois Kuflam at Vav Yesh La'ayim Shul Leib Diskin in Kaina Echad Kalim Amanas Lahaskiram Lachilo. I bought from someone bought Kalim for the purpose of renting them out for Amanas Lahaskiram Lachilo. For the purpose of renting them out to be used for food. So this is a gamach here. There's no question here, right? This is stretched to the next one. This is renting. It's a rental service, right? An ace rental service. There's a business that's miyuchid for renting kelim for sudas. Kreina echad kelim amanas lahaskirim lachila. Yeah, imchayv latfilon. In name of the havel like a kli suda. Do we say that it's potter because for me it's chayr? For me it's chayr? Or no, it's kli suda because lemaisa my kelim are the purpose that I'm going to use these kelim for is to have food on them when they're rented out. But it's the shaloi, my kelim, when they're still shali, are constantly going to be used, and they're made for that, to have food on them. Is that klei suda? Even for my personal, it's ready for my personal use, but not my personal consumption. Is that klei suda? Does that, which pirush of the Gemara does that fit into? The Miri's pshat or the Ritva's pshat? V'yesh lahokel. Zatum shulei, v'yesh lahokel. That's klei skaira. No, it's klei suda means that it's not maybe one of two things. Either that it's not lemaisa in my rishus, even though in my shaloi it's not going to have food on it, but not in my rishus. It's rented out, right? So in my rishus, lemaisa it's never used for food. I rent it out, have it used for food. So that's klei skayra. I'm sorry. Not for the tables then. Why? Because the sakin is miyuchet for a different purpose. It's a different type of kli. I'm sorry? No, it makes the tzefrachilo. That's the mechaber. That's what we started off with. But that's a safe case. Because that's the kli itself is a different type of kli. It was miyuchet for a different purpose. So it's not in the sky. That's the klal from the Rishayim. It wasn't in the sky of biyad harishayim. The second kumbardim for eichlan. The shalos how to learn what's called klei suda. Klei suda means what type of kli it is, like sakin shoklofim. And the heft of the kli was for a kli this is, these vice days in miri that we were marked them before. Other is my, goes into the, I have to go into the krikharain, what I plan to do with it. Do I plan to have food on it? Do I plan to use, to eat from it? Geht es auf was ich bin mishtamish? Das mein klei suda, or das geht was so kli this is? L'chore zu mach leik is the miri in the ridva. But I see how the achrenim behandle it. So there, no. A kli that I'm going to rent out. Zoktim shulei fangteron yesh lehokel. That's klei skayra. But then, he asks the kasha. Thus is an unfang kuflam above. The nach frekter of zich, the suffix goes into other cases, the suffix of rishim lekecha manas lahatskir, yesh lahaksha is yesh loymar, Midloy Omru came the Shabbos Lahaknasi Sov Iwu Yashilaim Frektim Shuleib. If this would be true, that a kli that you plan to use to rent out, Yesh Lahokal, that it's Potim in a Tvila, the Achreinim, he says, in Tvila's Kalim, they're muchas like a person who bought a kli before Shabbos, and he came into Shabbos, he has no other Kalim, and he forgot to be Tavil as Kalim, he doesn't have Kalim to use. He's stuck. So he makes it to a guy, Litzerach Shabbos, Kemal Machan HaKinyan, and the guy will lend it to you. So then, what's this Dokan guy? You're stuck, you don't know what to do. So, much as though you're an onus, maybe that matter is Rishtam, she's Gansa, Marochis, and Shilas. What's the problem? So, there's no guy around. To calling your neighbor, your Yid, Das ist doch ein Eitzel, das ist doch ein Schabbos, das ist doch ein Mitzvah. Gehen Sie, macht es zu den Jid. I'm not saying he should lend it back to you. And a Kli, so it's only, it's his to give you as a matana. So it's like a rental service. You should be potter. Is a Raya a Korchach that a Kenyan that you make to give to Yenim? Yeah. Does affect a good effect? Does affect the Michas Yitzchak? And apply by Kasha. He doesn't understand the Kasha. Hagam and Bishulev also thought of that. Was how the Bishulev? Michas Yitzchak asked you Kasha and Chelak Alf Simim and Dal. Affect the Arshayim. Of Lacher was how the Bishulev? Bishulev help. Good. I was makne it. I didn't make a matonah manas lahaknis. I was kind, right? So theoretically, you could have become a sky v'yodi. Whatever siba that I had for chiyuv, when I give it away to you, it's gone. It's gone.
Even the Beis Yosef himself, the biggest maker,
yeah,
he wanted to say when you buy it and then you sell to somebody else, it should be part of it. He says that.
If you sell the second one is chayiv, not the first one.
Yeah,
the second one is chayiv. The guy who bought it is chayiv.
Yeah,
first one lost his.
But his biggest maker only when he bought it.
So what do you mean? The second one, so when I go, the first one went, he was kindness. So theoretically, right? So theoretically, by a practical perspective of the Chassidus, it was the sky biyadi. But now I gave it away. What I said, if I sell a kli, the guy who owns the hardware store, he has a chi of tefillas kelim when he sold to the other person, it's gone. I don't have to be.
But the Beis Yosef is made 100% when a guy buys it for himself, and then it goes further. Once it's mechuyev, it never goes off.
I understand. I buy something, so that I'm wondering. I hear your question, but I want to point out the other side of the coin that I can hear in Svara, that if I have something that I bought to use, yeah, and I give it away, I'm acting it away. I'm part of tefillah now. I'm not, and now someone lends it back to me. No, the kishur went off. It's not my rishus anymore. I'm chayav to be told. Good, but the gavra has no chiv to feel in this. I gave it away. It's not my kli anymore. And now it came back to me. And now it came back to me only as a sheilo. Why should I be chayav? Find the keli had a chiv, but I don't have a chiv. You were very good. It was the sky beyond the my rishus. But if it's not my kli. It's not my kli. What do you mean? Why should I be chayv in tefillah? Why? I gave it away. It's not the skayiv. It was never used. It was in a package.
Yeah, but the minute I buy it, the player tefillah, there's no issue, no action that holds that I'm not chayv in tefillah. Only when I bought it, it was chayda. But if I buy it like tefillah, everybody's minded. The what is chayv? How chayv? And it like this. Nobody.
No, he is kasha. No, Baksha, you have to make it the kasha. You're talking.
When you change your mind, you sell it to another. You sell it to a yid. The other yid buys it the side. So the second yid is higher because it's a side by
you. I hear it said that. Yeah, good. I'm not sure. Shulei brings this thing with the gemach. See, first he says you're potter. The novel says, Shulev, I have a kasha. Because if there's such a tour of buying for the purpose of renting out, what's the problem? If I buy Kli and Shabbos and I'm stuck, I have an Eitzah. I'm good, there's no one guy, there's no one to give it to. I'll give it to a Yid, and he'll lend it back to me. So that should be like a rental service. Because there I bought it straight, I bought it plain. What's how to be shulayed? But if I gave it away in Gansin, that Sibah Fakhiv goes off. You start from scratch. Is that true or not? Okay, so that's the debate. Rav Shulayed ahead is for Akasha. Good. I just want to say, good. I have nothing more to say. I'm just trying to put out the other side. To be Chesitza Frekta Akasha, applied Shver. Yishulei, but those gavus, the halakim yishulei, the oimik yishulei, the zikha gehet to the kasha, when it's not finished, good, dafim matrachtim. Here's the Ma'am Akim, it's fine. Ma'amaisa Rabbi Yisai, so because of this kasha, v'zei vayit, wasn't bothered by the nichasik sa kasha, he seems he's chayzer. It's up there. Ma'al karchach, k'nizbar la'el, Kimon shu koina iso anas la hashilon nischayiv. A kinyan for the purpose of sheil is also mechayiv. Why is it an eitzah to give it away and then lend it back? And the ash to kiyav iso them is not a sniff. Das geit arot, das a pokav im rendurch. Yeah? So why is it an eitzah to give it to my friend, my neighbor, the yid, and he'll lend it back to me for Shabbos? Teretz says that kinyan is also mechayiv. I'm sorry? In other words, there's no din of schayr on that.
Maybe sheil is different than being renting.
So this is what we were coming from. We said that the hanocha was that this is stretch number two. There's clay skayer and there's clay matana. We should lay it down on the kelim lahashela, kelim matana that I'm using to lend to someone or to give someone. That's the same as kelim the skayer. Fine. Okay. In other words, again, you're right. You stretched it.
Renting and lending also.
Yeah. He's stretching it. You're right. Fine. Let's, we have the tzadim in the debate, let's leave it. What's the problem? I'll give it to my friend on Shabbos, I'm stuck and I have a clear, I don't have what to eat with, right?
Yeah, I'll give it to him on
Shabbos. I'll give it to him and lend it back to me. Yeah? So, state though, that a king to be shayel is also mechayev. Is a raya, as when I said mechachil, yesh la'oko, is nishtazoy, and it seems he's chayzer. Effective with the kasha. Efshe tnai is different also. I buy it. It's not a derech. I'm giving it to my friend, and I'm asking you to give it back to me. That's a derech misker. I'm giving it to you. I'm not making. Rav Shulei wasn't bothered by these questions. Okay, Rabbi Yisai here to my mekaymis. Lamaisa on a rental service. I'm going to give over what I heard from Rabbi Kaufman. I never was zeicher to speak to Shiva about this until you were with Kaufman in the Torah Lemaisa with the Esek and Ashgachis. Let's say ahead from the Shuzachan Levoka. Shiva told him clearly that in a rental service, you potter. Rental service, he went like the Havin of Yishuleit. It can make lezayin, and it's also klei schayer. It's also klei schayer because it's not being used by you. It's not being used by you in your reshus. It's not being used for food. That's not klei suda.
And the guy who
rents
it.
I'm sorry?
And the one who rents it, does he have to pay?
He's borrowing from, and he's renting it from you. He's also potter. So a gamach is, no, it's a person, if the person in Borough Park, there's a fellow who has a business like this today, he would have called Rosh Yisrael to ask him, he would say, you're potter from tefillah. What? Oh. Lamai says, Kalem at Tevil, this yid got a psak shkayach, this yid got a psak that he's chayiv in tefillah. There are those that are machayiv in tefillah. Now we see this is the debate, Rabbi said, we know where each one is coming from. Yeah, come from the KAJ, Paskin's yechayiv. Yeah? Okay, we'll give all the sages. All the sages up there is the. Fine, I'll kapon him. I'm sorry. According to the Issa of a Heter.
Since the Baal wants to use it, he'd have to table it. So the Shayla also has to table it. So she wasn't even chosh for that to be tabled without a bracha.
He held it was not Nischai B'yod. Why? Because if the person with the sign, he held this is Zichra Rai. No, let's say a person who has a rental service. I have stacks and stacks of things that I rent out. So for each of my lunch, I took one today. See, that Rai is Zichra Machayim. But then it's even worse than Aruch HaShulchan. Because there it's one Kli. But Rai, I took it once. This one today I use this one and it gets washed. Tomorrow I use the one on the other hand of the warehouse. It's Mamash Rai Shabbat Rai. That he held is not Machayim. Yeah, that's what it seemed. He said, this is not a mechayiv. The fact that the boss uses today this plate and this glass and tomorrow the other glass, that's not a mechayiv. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, see, here's the debate. Shiva held your pot. And so don't mechayiv him. So Rabbi tells us the man got a psak mechayiv. Fine. Okay, Rabbi said, that's the next rung on the ladder. Now let's climb the ladder a little bit higher. The next step. Caterers. Zok the Daki Tshuva in also Fenorto in Ois Ayin, in the middle of Ois Ayin in Simon Kufchof in Yerodeya. I'm sorry? The Daki Tshuva on Yerodeya Fenorto. Vida. Bring the Daki Tshuva. Vida. שנספשת המינג בכל העולם, הדבר פושט, שנעשים במסילות הברזל, when you go to the train stations, ששייסים בחוצה המסילה שייחר ומיים בצנצנה שובל המזג. There are people that set up stands, kiosks, what's the right pronunciation? I'm sorry, drink stands they set up to sell drinks. They'll sell shaker, they'll sell cold water, they'll sell lemonade. By the train stations all over Europe, he says, you go, umetum zoktum kcharo umkatrov, alo, nispashim in the mkhoil, vumagate zetmin, as in the Darton Leben, the trains, fakoiftmin, un alo koifin, un kenedit meicha, un lukazan a rov, zumeicha zan in dem, un. Um kauft, um fragte der Sagide der Sagoy, um teuber gewende Kelm, um nicht teuber gewende Kelm, aber der Porsche alle kaufen, alle trinken, the frums to the best, alle tun das. Was mit Phils Kelm? Was mit Phils Kelm? Sagt der, als der Porsche bei mir ist Porsche, der Mini geht auf Wade, mit darf nicht Markt sein, sind gerecht. Kiemen Shem Etzloi, weil der Bala Mezak himself is not Chayef, and you're only being Shoyl. Gebal mezek ein zoglat vol kelm klau kimen shem etzel rak mit zoch schreira the who of nei beis ein im shel mich ach he says the who he adds the who of nei beis ein im shel some kelm elo he never drinks from it right he feels that he has to put that in but a kapana says amar chayiv it's schreira it's klei schreira so here is where it says the next rung on the ladder. And so this is a restaurant. Here it's a Myra Shus, it's not Iskadinian, it's a Myra Clay Sudamur Pasha. Vos Fasar Klidas, it's a Klischer, Navos. Maybe we're going with the Rosh Hashulchan. We're going like the Ridva. The Pirish of Clay Suda means kelim that you're actually using for food. So here I'm, my kelim and my Rishus I'm actually using for food. Because I'm not eating it, I'm serving it to Yenim. And because I'm making money, here I'm actually using it for food. In my Rishus I'm using it for food. A stand for drinks, a restaurant, a caterer. I'm using it for food. Zokta Daket Shuva. In my Rishus, I'm using it for food, and that's also Klei Skaira. No, so what does it mean? That means that he's teaching. What does it mean? What does it mean? Klei Suda, like Shlomo Kluger, like his nusach that he said. Oichol Nefesh. Klei Suda means what you personally use for your consumption. I mean, Oichel Nefesh includes when I give Yenim also. That's what he teaches. That's what if I'm using it for myself, that's what it does. Yeah, Klei Suda. Unless I use a mamish for myself, that's not Klei Suda.
Like himself, not like.
I don't know. It's business. Even though I'm mamish taking my kalim in my rishus, I'm serving it to Yenim, I'm putting food on it. This is the next log on the ladder. This is the next rung on the ladder, and on this, Rabbi Sai, Kama Gedei Le Teira, Rasemach on this Daket Tshuva, here in America, Rav Breuer, for many, many years, you'd ask in the policy of Rav Breuer's Hashkocha, when Rav Breuer set up the policies 40 years ago, with the Gehalten Vedei Daket Tshuva, and Medaf Nish Tevel Zan Kelim, for not caterer. And the Chosh was the caterers for many years, and Alva the Frumster, the frumst was the Hasidish cries in the youth, the yeshiva cries in Allah, mamish, mekotzah, kulam, ahuvim, kulam, room, Allah yiddish, kinder, msemach, kevin, of the caterers, umgenutz, kalim, was the nishkim, and getavot. I remember seeing the rabbonim come, they would take out of their pockets by chasm of the plastic forks and knives, because they didn't want to be semach on the kul. But it's a philosophy of depsak from the broyer, based on his daki tshuva. The Shiva Zatzal was betekif lahachme. He said, "What says nispashit? It's nisht emes, but moicha gevel man nishkafot." It's not true. Mamish was mamish stark. B'shtei yadayim was matcha. But what's nispashit? It's not nispashit gevel man moicha gevel man nishkafot to nitazay. And he held that on caterers, again on rentals, he was mekel. But on caterers, where it's ready up to the point, it's the next rung on the ladder, where you're using it in your rishus. I'm serving food in my rishus, and I'm serving it to you. That's a shem rabbi said. That's a shem klesi. That I never saw. I never saw. You're right. I don't know. I saw others. But he held it a cater. You can't be semi cater. You thought Rabbi Kaufman. Rabbi Kaufman asked him, I'm taking a job as a mashgiach. Do I have? And the policy of the cater, I don't want to mention name, was he was semich and these makilim. He said you have to make sure that the kelim are getabled. You can't take the job. You can't take a chrys. I mean, give hashgach on this place unless you change the policy. Kulei hai. Don't take the job otherwise. Because of this, because of the sheep. No? Okay. Rabbi Yisai, here, I'm giving you the Maimon Kamis. I never saw either of Yehuda Feistnish. But, let's see this. Okay, we'll leave that for afterwards. Let's have faith in Sugi. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, give Vaita. Fine. What does the oilam hold? Okay, good. So we climbed the next rung. We went from rental services to caterers. Rabbi Yisai Haint, the Ibegandish Gubern Haint, they tell me, oh, Rabbi Weedy, you're correct me, but I'm told by the Mashgichim, let me just finish up. I'm told by the Mashgichim, you correct me if I'm not accurate, that Haint Ibedletzit Senyor, Nishtani Gubern Maminig, and most caterers, a good many of them today, are not Maig Lakula, that I can know to make sure that all the kelim are getabled. Or Rabbi Yisai mit al to eat a teva. If you're making a simcha, ask. Okay, that's the.
The K and J that
the held the cooler. No, that was a different. The Heinte Gedayin in K and J was machmer. Not like a broyer. He held. He was machmer, not like a broyer. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, was halteveg in dietz here.
I mean, why would you say that? Why would it be part of it? It's in his rishut. If the kelim on the rishut of the caterer is using it to serve food, so why would it not be? What side is there to?
Because unless you use it for your personal use, that's not called klei suda. Means klei suda that you use for yourself, not. I don't know. That's already stretching. Even after Rosh Hashanah Zanocha, you go with what you're doing with the kli. I'm doing with the kli. I have to. It has to be non-profit, and it has to be for me, and not for Yenim, and for me, and not for Yenim. Let's get the echad and the kli suda. Pirush Hagemara also up to my Ashur Gemara Basretmin though. Oh, fine. Yeah.
There
are different arrangements. You pay for breakage, you don't pay for breakage.
Pay for breakage, it doesn't.
So they speak about it. They say, but it's only, it's not more than shoyel. It's not going to make you a balabas. It doesn't make you for a koina. It's still only a shoyel. That's a shulchan etzuch over there. Maybe the fact that you pay for it makes you into a koina. No, it's only b'tar shoyel. That's the dinam of a shoyel. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, what's halt there? Oh, so I'm sorry. The airplane caterer is the what if. If you plastic for it's not a problem. If you get the metal ones, you have to. So someone asked the question. Yeah. So the chayra for the people of business class have to be mocked. Have to be mocked. The chayra. You're right. It's a good question. And they give you metal with serving it. Right. Right. So you have to have in mind not to be. You're not going to them. You're a shayl. You're only using. Only a shayl from the guy. If they let you take it.
No.
They bought it from a guy and they serve it. Yeah. Okay. So they're not chayvin tefillah. It's not chayvin tefillah. It's Yiddish Shechayra. Why is it chayvin tefillah? It's not Bama Tumas Akum. But they're buying it because they're buying it originally from Goyim and they didn't pay for it. So what's the problem? So how am I allowed to use it? So you have to have in mind not to be Koina. You're just a Shoyl. Where was the Niskayim? Because the okay. In the Chalami, bring along plastic for it. In the Chalami, you're right. They're buying it from Goyim and by them it was Niskayim. It was Bol the Shusam. Oh, but Elah doesn't table the Kalim? Who says they don't table the Kalim? You have an Ashkoch? I don't. Okay, we'll put that. Okay, if they're not going to tovel, you have to move fire. Maybe they're tovel. They don't tovel, it's a problem. Okay, let's begin by saying, what's happening in Difal? The Achrayim, we begin it last year when we spoke Tfilas Kalim. We're based on Inviter. When we spoke about Tfilas Kalim, one of our big topics was a Kli that has a din of a Kli. Is a totally Kabbalah's Tumah. One of the cases the old Achrayim speak about is a Kli, a Yerah Gedolah, it's more than Memsa, it's an industrial pot. And it's so big that they were done like that din if that Tfilas Kalim is totally Kabbalah's Tumah, and if it's a big enough kli that it's not a Kabbalah's Tumah because it's more than Memsa, that doesn't need Tfilah. And the case is one of the cases, and that debate in Tfilas Kalim, which we discussed last year, the case that's spoken about in the Achrayim is a giant pot, a yera gedolah of asmenutzt of machen schnaps, yayin sorof, a yera gedolah for yayin sorof. Now, Zaktav Shnei Mekluga, and that also Shnei Mekluga in Chelik in Madura Gimel, Chelik Beis Simon Chav Beis. He's also one of the Achrayim that discusses this top for the schnapps. Yeah. When Fir Etzvi Megaret Kabbalas Tumah V'Chulu, then he says, "I have another svar to be makel." Says, "Because since this is something that's made, this is a kli, this is a pot that's not for personal use. No one in the world is going to make cholent with this tub. No one's going to make chicken with this pot. It's not for a personal kitchen. It's only for industrial use. You can't even fit it into your kitchen. It's so big. Yeah? And it's nicker, but here he's meisiv. It's nicker." He says, "Volkaven, that it's like any other pot that you happen to not use it just for, you use it for commercial reasons." He said, "Maybe you'd have to be tovel out to like plug." All right, I'm just going to say over what he says. And that's all he says. But since this case is different, this is mamash like a kli cotton. This is already a kli, a sack and cotton klofen. It's oished off in the pot. The whole pot is made for it. You can't. No one in the world would use this. It's nicker that it wouldn't be used for making a cholent. It's used. It's made for a factory. So such a kli that's nicker of dem vila hanlin am zoken zok falozin am dachnis teuvelin valtz is a kli skoy. He brings Kasif Ches, unser Esik, over the Der HaSofa. Rabbi said, that would be a good sniff in the Sugya. At least, you know, it was a very big problem that Yana Inyan for Kabbalah's Tumah and Dost. But this of all this Svarah, could we be Semach on this Svarah of Asat Elam? Could we be Semach on this Svarah in a Kli Matches? That's Mamish. Here it's already, like, it's already goes back almost to the Pirish of the Miri. It's a Kli. It's a Kli that you wouldn't use for a Suda. This is a Kli used for Schnapps. And it's made for that purpose. It's a type of kli that wouldn't be used for a suda. What? It's not a personal kli. It's not a household kli. Kemetzach falozin of them. So those pots are better. I'm saying he's talking about what's for schnapps. So when you're asking, like, it's a kli, it's a pot for meat, but it's a pot for meat that you put in hundreds of portions. Is that enough to make it that it's not a clay suda, because it's not for commercial? It's taka made not for commercial use. It's for a suda. It's only for commercial use. It's made for commercial use. Right? He's not going to use it at home. So that's somewhere between the dvar and the miri. How much can you philosophize on this? Okay, I don't know. L'chair, to say that it's a double pasuk of demelin and zekenes of hasemel, that in a diraisa, it's still l'chair b'sofik yomed. If unless you machvi like the Aruch Hashulchan, kenzach falazin of the Aruch Hashulchan, but on mischeishes l'chadchila, where's the kenzach falazin of demelin? Close tayach, daf noch betrach.
In the case of the Shaykh, even if once in a while he has to drink.
I'm sorry?
Once in a while, maybe
the Balabas will drink from there. Drink. Yeah, so again, Rishi was the held that that Arai is not a Machayiv.
But same thing
became.
How do you know the
Kiva doesn't eat from the held that's an Arai. Today I'll eat from this, I'll take from the kitchen this plate, this silverware, and the next day I'll take something from the 1,000 Kalim away from it. It's mamish arai shabarai. It's ice commissioned in thousands of pieces of silverware.
Over a period of time,
we'll get to one in 10 years. It's ice commissioned. It went back into the industrial dishwasher, and you never see it again. Mamish, 2 years later, it'll come back to you. You don't know. It's mamish. It's there are thousands of pieces of silverware. Today, you ate from this one. Tomorrow, you from another one. From the other end of the kitchen. I have no way of knowing. That's it. And if he tied it with her, that's her what he meant. That's not its garnish. Rabbi say, what's the medifa? Good. If you semach, place it. This is. I'm as machmer for caterer to say that this is enough to take it out of the chumra. L'chayr not. It's better than the rest of the cases of a caterer. But if Rishu the Chayvok was machmer and a caterer, we're machmer chayr to say that in this alone, you should be able to be mekel l'chayr l'chayr then not mekel machmer. Yeah, I'm saying in other words, yeah, yet it's smart that your mom is using it for food. Ich nutze mein Topf für Nest.
Everybody eats from these caterers.
Yeah.
It's always used, but it's
free. Yeah, so here, the Shavu Klubis case is better because it's for schnapps. Yeah. Fine. Next, one more case of my site. Zogt da ket shuva weiter. Zogt da ket shuva. She was making on the misada and in that she was always machmer noch her kinder und neu gem darf machen sein. Zogt da weiter. Um a high time you talking gam kein. Ma schon roim beglila seinu. She is kama nosh shimischorom. The main mineral. People, there are people who have geschäft in here. They would bottles of mineral water, yeah? From the natural springs, and they sell it. And they're bottling hundreds and thousands of bottles of tzluchiyes, and they sell it. So, and a bottle needs tefillah. I didn't see any rub by us to tell those seichrim that they have to be toivel, that's luchias. These people who sell, I didn't see anyone like the Munkachi Rav, I never saw anyone be machbid and be mitzava to these geschäften, they have to be toivel. Yeah, and by us, everybody say, all the bottling companies, all the wine companies, all the product companies, they bottle thousands and thousands of bottles, and they're using it, they're bottling food, they have food in it, so they're using it, mamish lo'eichel. So the fact they're making money from it was up their name. Oh, but that's klei skayra. Even though the mamish is taking their bottles when it's in their rishus and they're putting food into it. I'm sorry. Oh, so zokt. So this is his case. Zokt the shevet sefer in your day simin samach zayin. He talks about your case with the seltzer bottles. We have a new invention, he said, in those days. We started making these seltzer bottles. Und will a wissen, so we darf teufel sein. Simen samach zayin. So, Shevet Sefer. Shevet Sefer and Simen samach zayin. Chelik yoredeya, Simen samach zayin. Shumet sotzer yis, rabin as odom, Simen samach hei. Dioi of taima, la minik, shesheilim, besudas gedoilois. These types of he's going on these zodaflashin. Yeah. So he brings it totally lechayr. It's totally in this issur v'heter, and you're borrowing it from them. You're no. Here there they're talking about that you pay the deposit and you borrow it. Right? So the old guy would come with his truck and you bring in the soda. You have to pay, right? Right? How he used to look. So there you're being shown. So it's mamish. It's mamish sivches. So he says with the ma'isa. So he's not machriya like the Aruch HaShulchan. He's not machriya like the Pichodosh. That we are machriya. That if not nischay biyodi and mishayel for the mention this nischay biyodi is potter. He says no machloikis. So the Ashach and Taz and this v'heta argues in the Machaber in the Ramah. Ober in his chuches in the clay chuches. That's the Betzurich. Even though there's parts of it that are made with bedil, these are v'nikah kliyas. That's if you're zeis over here, they could kli by these seltzer bottles. They could kli is chuches mail to drabonon. Mail and drabonon came as a falozin. Gave me the sheetas that chuches is a drabonon. Mail came as a in chuches came as a falozin of the makilim. Came as a falozin of the shah of the mechaber and drabonon. So mainly he's mekel on the sort of flashing also. But only because it's a drabon. You see, he's not machiel like the Rachashuv. Okay. The Vashmar and Chai, Rabbi Say, argues. So then, you're right, you're buying it from a person, right? Then it's like you're right, then you're chayiv, then there's no shayla, right? So you go right, you're right. Also, we're not talking about, what do we do about our, you buy bottles from distributors, right? So we have a chance to get to them. Right? You buy any of the bottles that you buy, right? So one of the snifim is, so now they go into chad pami, that it's only made to be thrown out afterwards. Here, what's the svara? It's not nischayv biyodom because it's klei skarev. When you buy, that's not going to be a heter, right? By us, shalos, what do they do? That issue, by us, it's a theoretical question. Once we have it, we zich have to deal with it. We have to come out to the other svaras because it's osu lizorek. But by them, what are why do the bottling companies have to be tayvul with? All of the distributors, why do they have to be tayvul with? Okay, Rabbi Say, he, the Levush Mordechai, is in Yerodeya, Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Gimel. He's Machmer, he brings the Shevet Sefer, and he argues, and he says, well, we're saying, this is the debate, Vaseist, because you're taking bottles, and the soda flash and the mineral water, and you want to tell me that the distributor shouldn't be chayv in tefillah, Vaseist, you're taking your kelim, you're putting food in it, that's called Klei Skayra, that's not Klei Skayra. It's different than Chemveni. Even like the Beis that says the Chemveni is potter, or but those Eger, those Chlegen, mine Kalem, Lega Chutzah, and he makes this Chilik, when a Zok about it off the table. Fine. Mevushe Mordechai, Chilik Yerodei, Simon Pei Gimel. I would just be Meisif in this last case, if she came a Meisif Zayn, Legabi the distributors. Legabi us, once we buy it, right, so we have to deal with it, right? It's an Oymel Lizorek, we spoke about that. For Sluchis. Right. Oh, is it becoming a Klee B'Shus Yisrael? So that Achrein speak about, he speaks about the Machsel, yo, there's a Handel Reinder Prima Godim, and other Achreinim became a Klee B'Shus Yisrael. Here it became a Klee Schoyer B'Shus Yisrael. It was already a Klee B'Shus Akum. It became a kli skoyer b'shus yisrael to find that pattern is that we don't. Okay, good. So that again, you're going into, we spoke about all that. These are other svaras. We're not going into that now. As far as the etzem svara from a person that's a bottler and he's packing goods and he's packing mecholim in his bottles to distribute. And that takes us back to the original case we started the sugya by Purim, when Niach a person made Shalach Manis. Let's handle these two cases together as a final note on the discussion today. A distributor is bottling in Macholim in Sluchis. A person is sending Shalach Manis, and he didn't do like we said last year. He didn't go and put it on another plastic tray and then put the maton of the nice the glass platter under it. He put the Shalach Manis on the platter. Rabbi said, Kemen Doherin, in both cases, a distributor. Person's made, in fact, Zolzayin the Klei Schayra meant, if you're taking your food, and you're putting it into your kelim, to feed other people, a caterer is chayv. Well, niach a caterer is chayv in tefillah. You know, shuvas al maskim, ledaf machnasay. Fine. But here, what are you doing? You're taking your kalim, and you're putting food inside to ship. Lav gabi you. What's the ishtamshus of this bottle? Well, now we're not talking about etzel the kainer. We, as you said, when it gets to the kainer, there are many other svaras that we have to deal with. But the manufacturer, does he have to be tevil his kalim? So he doesn't have the tour of a caterer. He doesn't have the tour of bottling. Yeah. But if he bottled him, the shtamshes, is it for serving or is it for distribution? What is he using these kalim for? He's using these kalim, he's taking these kalim, and he's using them to pack his goods so that he can put it in boxes and send it out to stack on the shelves. Legabi him, the purpose of this bottle is not to yet to serve it to people. If he would send this bottle to the dining room table, direct delivery would be, you know, I make thousands of bottles, I put food into it, and you know where its destination is? The destination, I'm using it to send to your table. Sending it to your table that you could use it. I'm serving you, right? I'm a delivery service to serve you food. I deliver food to your table. Then I'm using this kli as a magash. I'm using it as a serving dish, and a serving dish is chayav and tefillah. I'm not using it to serve it to your table. I'm using it to send to the grocery door. I'm using it to send it to the truck. I'm using it to send to the delivery, to the people who are going to put it on trucks to deliver it. I'm using it as a tool for delivery. I'm not using it as a tool for service, for serving. So, etzli, herach hasvara, it's not a kli suda. It's a kli for shiluach. It's a kli that's being used for distribution. By me, the balabas, these bottles are kalim for distribution. They're not kalim for the purpose of the consumption of food. It's not, it doesn't have the din of a serving dish, because Ezer Tom would be chayiv out of serving dish. By me, this is not for the purpose of serving. This is for the purpose of sending. And the melo hatayneich, that even if you go that a kalim is potif in tefillah, can a chayiv that these kalim, legabi, the bottles, all these bottlers and distributors that make these bottles, by him the shtamshes is not as a magash. It's not as a serving dish. It's as a distributing dish. And that's not chayiv in tefillah. And the male Mahai Taima, if a person wants to give a matana, going back to the original case, in a schuchis, if a person wants to put shalach manis directly on the glass, and he's going to give it as a gift, so zol zayin, that's already called klei suda, because I'm taking my kalim, and I'm using it to put food on. So it doesn't have the tour of klei schayra. Right? We're going back to the original question. A kli that's for the purpose of matana, but if I put food directly on it, it's not a kli, it doesn't have a Torah place chayr. But it's not a bazaar, or a serving dish, it's not either, because where does this come? I'm sending the shachmanis. It doesn't go to my dining room table, it goes to the kitchen. It's sent, goes back to the kitchen, and it gets repackaged and sent out again, etc. This is not going to the table, this is a delivery kli. This is a delivery kli. This is not going to the dining room table. This is going to the kitchen. By me, what's this used for? This kli, the vial, is a kli not for service. It's not a serving kli. But me, the shtamshes of the kli is I'm using it to deliver with. But it's not. I'm not serving it to the dining room table. I'm using it to deliver. But it's not if it's going to go to the kitchen. It's not going to my dining room table. Right? So saying, so about what's the? Am I using a kli that's not tovel? What am I using it for? I'm not using it as a serving dish. I'm using it as a delivery dish. It's not as chayv and tefillah. When it gets to you, then you'll have to be done this out. No, I mean it's not as chayv and tefillah. But al kaponim legabi, the bottles there, I hear even more clearly this svara. There, I'm saying only the sniff. But on the bottles, they're here even more clearly. This for the people who make these thousands of bottles. What's it by them? They're serving dishes. They're making food for delivery of their goods. By them, it's delivery. It's for transportation. Of them, and shluchas akaponim tuch shakadosh sasvarim can make us. Rabbi say, dag for tzuaf b'tishurim letzis shifin zman. Om shalom al chakosh v'samech v'ezer shem lachyon tov v'mam shachsan v'ezer shem.